Hello, listeners, and welcome. 12 Sided Stories presents Otherworld London, an actual play RPG podcast that uses the 7th edition Call of Cthulhu system. We weave macabre Gaslight era tales of terror and suspense for your listening enjoyment. Our games are story driven and rules light. Now, our keeper for Otherworld London, Wes Otis.
All right, let's jump right into it. Let's start with Terry.
Oh, hi, everybody. I'm Terry Gamble. I play Alizé Carew. I had to think about what I was now. I've changed. I'm different. I'm different from the woods.
Hello, everyone. Kelsey Osborne playing Maggie Cooper. And I'm about to go beat somebody's ass right now. It's happening.
Hey, I'm Mac Beauvais. I'm playing Ethel Prendergast, and I think I'm going to go help with beating up somebody, I guess, maybe. Maybe I'll cast a spell, who knows.
And I'm Michelle Otis, and I'm playing Eugenia Penbottom of the Lancashire Penbottoms, who has just found out that an indiscretion many years ago might be terrifyingly awful now.
All right, so last time we got together, a lot of things happened. We'll start with what happened with Alizé. Alizé, you woke up in another dreamland, and a satyr was there to greet you and took you to Cernunnos, the antler god, who then offered you a seat next to him on his throne.
And it was a horny throne.
It was a horny throne. And you said no.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
I still can't believe I said no.
Yeah, it was, that's, I really,
it threw Wes off, I think.
Yeah, it kind of did.
But I'm glad I did.
Yeah.
And
I mean, either way, you're sort of like set to marry into, like,
I'm marrying
sort
up
of
either
a royal
way.
Family.
Yeah. It's all good.
But this one is really your choice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that was that. Oh, that's what was the problem. It was like a slave marriage because he had already come and grabbed me and turned me and made me a crazy feral animal.
Basically.
I said no.
Yes. And by doing so, you had to stab him with one of his antlers, which freed you from being a werewolf.
Yeah, but it almost got me killed by a wolf.
It almost got you killed, but you found your inner badass, and you threw rocks at your inner werewolf and got away.
I intimidated the shit out of
you. Intimidated
that thing.
The shit
so
out of
scary.
It.
Scary. It was so cool.
Yes. Ethel and Maggie, you found a note in the kitchen that you believe is from Craggy. He has Lucy, and he wants you to come to the East End.
I mean, I know it's bait. I know it's bait.
Obviously.
I'm going.
Eugenia.
You found out that a former lover who was going to be your husband until your mother stepped in and said, not a Scotsman, ripped you two apart and you married the general. He claims the timing of your first son means that there's a possibility that Robert Jr. is his, and he just lost his entire family to the woman in white about 6 months ago. And you were walking the streets and saw some horrible things. A new tree has burst up through a building. Wolves are killing prey in broad daylight. And you ran back to the home to find Godfrey walking around, not knowing whose people's names were, and
just
nobody
useless.
Else there. You came back to an empty house and you got a cab. I forgot where you were heading.
I didn't say where I was heading.
You just got a cab.
Just like, you just got a needed cab. To get out of there.
Oh, and then at the very end, Godfrey came in and gave you the key to the cage. Alizé.
He saw you naked.
Yeah, but I was covered in blood, so it was like body paint.
Oh, that's
so
true.
It was fine.
So it was fine.
Eugenia, where are you going?
I was going to see if I could find Robert at the docks.
Okay, Mom, I'll take you to the docks.
So. Well, because his import-export business is going to be down there, so I tell him the address.
The cabbie starts to go, and you start going over in your mind the last time you saw Sir McNevin. You and your mother had a huge fight when she told you that you weren't going to be marrying him, even though that you guys had been courting for quite a while. Up until that point, you had been virtuous and pure, waiting for your wedding day. But when she told you, you did love him. And you think back to that night, and you do start adding up the months and everything else. And there's room in there for the possibility. So knowing that, what's going through your mind?
I think right now she's so concerned about the tree and the woman killing that man and all that, that she's definitely thinking, how is she going to broach this subject with the general? Because this can't be something he doesn't know about, right?
You think he knows about it?
I think he knows that she probably had an indiscretion, but they've never talked about it, right?
That's hard to, just from a male ego point of view.
Of the time period.
Of the time period especially. I don't know if he does. I mean, I'm just saying he might be oblivious to it.
Well, he's oblivious to a lot.
He is.
Yeah, she's going to have to talk to him about it.
So you get to the docks, finally, and you find Robert in the office, and...
Oh, Robert, the most dreadful thing has happened. And I tell him about the wolf and the tree, the second tree. And no one was in the house. Everyone was gone except for Godfrey.
Oh, no.
And Godfrey couldn't even remember anyone's names.
Her?
He is a butler, or have you forgotten that as well?
Her.
Oh, darling. Really? What are we going to do? It can't wait. Good, let's go.
So he starts closing everything up, and as you guys are leaving, he locks the door, and you guys start to go down towards his carriage. You see that he's got, it looks like a bruise on the back of his shoulder, and he's limping a little bit. He's not moving as smoothly as he usually does.
Robert?
Huh?
What happened?
He points over to where the cargo boxes are and says, and kind of motions that he fell near those boxes while he was trying to move one.
Why am I suspicious? I think it's where the bruise is.
Starts rubbing his shoulder.
What aren't you telling me?
And you notice that, you know, usually he has like a shirt, and now he's just has his undershirt on. You didn't realize because you burst in so quickly and start talking to him.
Where's your shirt?
Points to the office.
Well, at least go get your shirt. You can't go out like this.
So he goes back up and he comes down and he starts to put on the shirt and he walks up to you and goes,
of course, dear. And I start buttoning the buttons.
So degrading.
I know, right?
All right, so where do you and the general go?
I hadn't thought that out.
So we'll come back to you then.
Okay.
All right. Ethel and Maggie, you guys get down to the East End. Any plan, or are you just going in?
Oh, my God. I mean, I...
Guns blazing.
Yeah, I am. Like, I think that Maggie is just, like, so mad right now because Craggy will not leave her alone and keeps hurting people that she loves. And I'm just, like, I'm blind with rage. So if Ethel wants to try to reel me in, it's probably good. But right now, just reckless, I think, is the best word to describe Maggie right now.
Ethel is very quiet because she knows that this is something that has to be taken care of because it's causing problems for the bigger problems that are at hand.
All right, so you get to where the rose petal used to be. It's now a burned out husk.
Which I've not seen yet.
No.
Because I was still pretty loopy when Wilford
saved me. So right. I have not seen the...
So can you make a sand check for me?
Yes, because it's... Yeah.
Double 80.
Right. Oh, no, I got a 68 over my 65.
Ouch.
This is fucking me up.
You take 4 points.
Oh, my goodness.
You're stunned.
I'm just horrified.
So you're sitting there staring.
Yeah, just almost catatonic staring at the old rose petal.
Ethel, you hear the door behind you open. You've never been down here before.
Yeah.
And you hear, oi, as you're turning around, you hear the click of a gun. And you see this huge man with this gun is aiming it straight at her and pulling the trigger.
How far away from me is he?
You guys are in the middle of the street. The street's about maybe like 5 feet wide. And so if you're in the middle, you're about maybe 3 feet away from him.
So not close enough to make contact with the guy.
Okay. No.
I shove Maggie out of the way.
Okay, do me a favor and do a dex roll and just let me know what you get, and then I'm going to roll for his shot.
A 45 under my 50.
Okay, so you're able to hit. Is your dodge better than that or no? Oh, man, the gun jams on him. I rolled a 99.
Yeah.
Yes.
Welcome to my world, motherfucker.
So you guys tumble, you feel this big hit.
Yeah.
And into the mud you go, and you look up, and you see...
He's, like, struggling with the gun, trying to clear that jam.
He's clearing the jam out.
All right. I jerk my head up toward... where Craggy is, because obviously I know he would be behind me because this was my street. And if I see that he's like struggling to clear the jam from the gun, I'm going to sort of almost on all fours, because I'm like scrambling to get to my feet, just start like clambering over to him. He's like, "You monster! That's the second time you've pulled a trigger on me. I'll kill you!"
Okay, so to... are you trying to get up completely, or are you just gonna...
I think I just want to, like, tackle him.
That's gonna be tough.
Like, he's so big.
Well, not because...
Or just because I'm so far.
You're covered in mud, so just getting up to get to him. Let's start with that. Do a dex check for me. And it's gonna be hard. You want to beat a hard.
Oh my gosh, I did it. I got a 22 under my 32.
Okay, so you're up and you get up without slipping.
Okay.
Now you can run towards him.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to run towards him.
Ethel, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm definitely going to try and squeeze off a shot from my handgun.
Okay, so go ahead and give me a handgun roll.
91.
Womp womp. Not a good time for guns right now, apparently.
So it doesn't jam. You just miss. You like blow out a window.
I can't push.
Not in combat. No, okay. You can't do that for combat. So because basically with combat, it's what for a push. It's what would you do extra to make that thing happen? And in combat, you can't. They don't allow it.
Okay. Yeah, I imagine it probably then. It's probably been all of this in one smooth movement,
oh, yeah,
too.
Yeah.
So probably just instinctually pull out the gun and then slips a little.
Right, yeah. And you hit like a window or something. And unlike the other part of town, you don't hear any whistles.
Nobody's coming.
Nobody's coming.
We handle shit ourselves. Down in the East End, we handle shit ourselves.
So you're running towards Craggy. Mm-hmm. What are you...
Okay, so if I can, I want to try to get my knife out, like, okay, as I'm running. And my hope is to like tackle him and like hold the knife to his throat.
That's a tall order, because he's like 6'5".
He's big. Do I think I could at least, if I can't... Okay, hold on. Let me think about this. Give me a second. Give me a moment to cinematographize this in my head.
I will say that you're closer to the breadbasket than the
throat. Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. That's what I was also thinking, because that's actually a little more poetic, also, is to hold a knife to his Johnson. So Maybe I'll do that. Do I think I could slide into his leg to maybe at least...
Do you want to put some Genesee Quai into it? Is that what you're saying?
I'm overthinking this. Okay, so yes. I get up, I run over to him, I've got my knife out, and I'm going to basically like grab as much of his clothes as I can so he can't like pull away from me and bring the knife like directly to his nutsack.
Do you stop short or do you actually do it?
No, I want to know where Lucy is.
Okay.
So I mean, he feels the point for sure. I might even pop a seam on his trousers.
Okay.
But I'm having as much self-control as I can.
All right. So we have to make that attack to see what happens.
So anyway, that's the goal.
So let's go ahead and give me a knife roll.
Okay.
Because you made your dex roll in the mud.
88 over my 77. No! Stupid
so
mud.
he's putting in another like set of cartridge when you slide up and you like slip and you try to swing at him with your knife.
Yeah.
And he just brings that butt of the gun right up into your face.
Damn it. I'm gonna have
89 misses you.
Ha! This time I've learned because he's hit me so many times.
Now, down the street, there's a man and a woman watching all this thinking, these people can't hit shit.
Right? So, this is a disaster.
So that means, Ethel, it's your turn. What do you want to do? You've mortally wounded a window. What do you want to do?
I'm very mad now. This guy is making me very mad. I'm going to try and cast maggots.
You can't.
I can't?
No. You don't.
Even with the book back?
No, you don't have any mojo right now. Mabel took your mojo.
All of it is gone.
Yeah, she took your ability to cast.
What?
Son of a... Well, I'm debating if I want to try shooting again or if I want to try intimidating. And I would figure out what I'm going to say to him after I roll it.
Yeah, okay.
I think I'm going to try intimidate, because okay, that's very much Ethel's way, because I want her to stand up sort of out of the mud and sort of like position herself to be as scary as people seem to think she is.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So I'm going to roll and then I'll see if I even make anything.
Okay.
You don't want to go ahead and just...
34 under my 50.
All right, so what do you say to him? What cutting blow will make him blow?
Gracious.
Are you really ready to die? Because she will kill you. That's it. Okay. It's short and sweet.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
But, like, I want it to be where it's very short and just dead staring him. Like, they're... This is a positive thing that's going to happen.
Okay.
I want him to be scared of Maggie. Right.
These dice suck balls.
Good times for us.
Don't blame the dice.
That's what you get for going like, oh, is that it?
Yeah, right? Doubt her intimidation.
Okay, so it does stop him for a moment. And like after he swings at you and you say what you say, he pauses for a moment, giving you an opportunity to do what you were originally planning to do and bring your knife up to his nutsack, as mm-hmm. you said.
Yep.
This is an adult program.
12-sided stories.
Nice. I'm going to bring my knife up to his coin purse. Is that
okay.
better?
Yeah, sure.
I'll use sort of his body's own momentum as he like swung to try to hit me with the butt of the gun. And now he's sort of, you know, off balance a little bit.
Right.
So I'm going to use that to like grab his pant leg and sort of pull him so that it topples him off balance a little bit and see if I can bring my knife back up.
I'm just going to say that you can because she rolled the intimidate and that freaked him out enough to allow you an opportunity. Yay, teamwork.
Killing Craggy's nutsack.
That's fucking teamwork.
All right. hope the kids have on their earplugs. All right, so...
Sorry, I really hate Craggy.
No.
I need to stab him.
It's not like he hasn't done anything to deserve that.
Yeah, I need to stab him.
All right, so he stops and puts the gun down.
I would be very, very still if I were you. Where is Lucy?
Nearby.
I said where, and I'm going to poke my little knife a little bit.
All right, relax, but I got to take you, and I can't walk with you pointing that thing up at me.
Use your words, Craggy.
She's inside. Where else would she be?
I'm not sure. You seem to send ladies a lot of places these days.
If I can get good coin, of course.
I'm going to, cut his thigh.
So I sharpen it every day, Craggy.
You cut him. You move your knife away, and when you cut him, he tries to just fucking nail
punch
you in
me.
The head. Yeah. I'm not using those dick dice. All right.
Literally dick dice right now.
Whack! Just cold cocks you right in the face. And I rolled a 38. Actually, you know what? You do deserve a dodge.
Okay.
So you can dodge.
I will attempt a dodge. That is my dodge. Okay, I did not get it.
Okay.
Dodges. I was looking at the wrong thing.
Dodges are hard.
I have a very bad dodge.
You take 4 hit points.
Okay.
He just cracks you good.
All right. Okay, so he hit me in the face.
Yeah,
so,
you're...
So I would imagine my nose might be bleeding, my eyes are probably watering, because that was a pretty solid
hit. Yeah, it's a pretty good hit.
And I'm, really, really sick of that at this point. So, Yeah, I'm gonna stab him.
Okay. That's a completely viable thing.
I'm going to try to castrate Craggy.
All right, so roll a knife roll.
All right. I got a 3, bitch.
Damn! Okay, so you plunge your knife deep in his breadbasket.
Yep.
Give me...
I release the coins from the coin purse.
Well, give me a damage roll, please.
Okay. That's only a 1.
I am going to just double your damage.
To a 2?
To a 2, but still,
all right.
It's in a very sensitive area.
It is. That was the plan.
1 for each.
Mm-hmm.
He reels back and falls back onto the porch steps.
Sure.
Just kind of tries to get away from you. He kind of drops the gun to his side. Yeah. Ethel, what do you want to do?
I want to move in, while this is all happening, have moved in a lot closer and have my gun
at his face.
At his face, you cannot miss.
Okay.
It is that close.
But you're not going to fire? Or are you going
to fire? Well, I want to make sure that we can get to Lucy first.
Okay.
And also, I think that Maggie would deserve the killing blow if we are going to murder him.
So he goes, all right, settle down.
There will be no settling down.
She's inside, I told you. Just have to walk in and get her.
You will lead the way.
Of course.
Walk as best you can, Craggy.
Gets up and mumbles something horrible under his breath. Starts to walk in.
I assure you, the next blow will be the killing one.
I've heard that one before. He opens up the door and walks in.
Lucy! Lucy, are you in here?
And Ethel's gonna, he turns around, follow him with,
the gun.
Gun, point blank range behind him.
Okay.
Thank you, Ethel. Don't let this... What am I going to call him? I don't know. Never mind.
She's downstairs, the same place you were at.
You put her in a cage. She's a child, Craggy.
You weren't in a cage. You were in a bed.
I was chained to a bed in a basement.
But you weren't in a cage. Semantics are important.
So now he's told us where she is. Right?
Right.
I'm going to level my gun at his calf, and I'm going to shoot him in the leg.
Right as you're about to shoot him from a dark corner in the room.
I was going
to
say, where's his little...
His right-hand
lady.
So Liza comes out of the dark corner brandishing a pistol of her own, and she fires at you because you're the closest one with a gun. Oh, shit. You see that?
Oh.
That's a 15. So, you don't see her. She comes out and she fires.
Mm-hmm.
When the gun goes off, it startles you. And Craggy takes his elbow and just tries to, like, hit you in
after
the face
all this,
again.
He's still trying to go at it, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. He's from the East End. Come on.
I know. You don't stop scrapping until the other one stops moving.
Okay, so...
That's the East End.
That's right, dear.
It raises...
Step in time.
That's right, dearie. You've got to be careful.
It grazes you, only doing about a point of damage, but it's enough to make you, like, realize that this woman is behind you.
Sure.
And you kind of move. Oh, fuck. Craggy tries to elbow you, and his elbow just goes right above your head.
Ha! I'm smaller than you remembered.
So, what do you want to do?
Okay, so Ethel doesn't have her gun on Craggy anymore. Liza has a gun, and Craggy is just Craggy. Okay, I'm going to thrust my knife up to Craggy's throat and...
Or his armpit.
I want to threaten Liza to stop by threatening to kill Craggy.
Okay.
So I know it'll be like a reach, but I'll try to just, you know, bring my knife as close as I can up to Craggy's throat.
Okay. That's kind of an intimidate, I guess.
Okay.
So let's do that.
Yeah. I do not have any kind of intimidate. That was a 97.
Well, he missed you.
Yeah. Okay. So
and you were deciding whether or not you were going to stab him or try to intimidate him again. And you know that there's the woman behind you who just hit... Who grazed Ethel.
You know, I mean, I've actively tried to kill Craggy in the alley earlier, so I don't think it's unreasonable for me to try to...
Oh, no, not at all.
...actively stab him. He's just too big for me to try to intimidate.
So, give me a roll.
So, all right. Stabby, stabby. 58 under my 77.
Go ahead and give me a roll for your damage.
2.
Okay, so you hit him. At this point, you've done 4 points of damage to him, and he's still recovering from the couple of hits that you did. I think you literally did those... I think the timeline is you guys did that all... Well, no, because...
Maybe a couple of
days. It's been a couple of days, so he's still not 100% from that.
He had eight points of damage the last time
and
he met my knife.
That's why I brought it up. All right, so that's going to swing us around to Ethel. You have now turned around. You see this woman. She's shot. She's about to shoot again, but it's your turn. What do you want to do?
Whip around and fire my pistol at her.
Okay,
get her.
Roll.
Nope.
Okay, so you hit the wall.
Yeah, it's a 72. Damn it.
All right, so she's going to fire back at you.
I'll bet she is.
No.
Let us see you next Tuesday.
God damn it. I'm rolling like
Yay.
I'm so glad you're rolling badly today.
I know.
It's
an intense show.
I missed. So another bullet goes flying off. Craggy is going to try to put you in a headlock.
Okay.
And just snap your neck.
Oh, my God. Okay.
He wants to end you as much as you want to end him.
I mean, fine, fair. Does he get me?
I got a 15.
Oh, no.
So he, unless you dodge, you just have to roll really well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, super well. I'm sure this roll will go well.
I got an 80.
Okay.
Oh.
So he grabs you and he starts to just, like, you feel him start to, like, try to, like crush your head. So we're going to pause right here.
All right.
And we're going to jump over to you guys.
Okay.
You and the general are going to back to the house?
Yes, we're going back to the house because his gun is there and... You know, we might be able to contact Benny, you know, like send Godfrey to go contact Benny because he's been very helpful, at least with wrangling Alizé. Maybe we could use his skills in whatever this is.
Okay, so you guys get back to the house, and he starts to go get his gun. And at that point, Alizé appears dressed and washed and
washed
all that.
Washed up.
Oh, Alizé.
Hello.
I'm so glad to see you.
Yes, I came look earlier. Frantic. Are you all right?
Oh, yes, I came earlier, and you weren't here.
No, I have been set free.
What?
Yes, I made it to the other side. I have been set free.
Oh, my darling, I am so pleased. And I would love to celebrate with a cup of tea. However...
Yes, what's wrong?
Well, I was... There's so much, but I was in town and I saw this woman with a wolf mask chase down a man in a rabbit mask.
Oh, no.
And attack him.
Towards the tree?
Well, she attacked him with a knife, killed him, and no one else seemed to see it.
No one looked or noticed.
No one looked or noticed. I was the only one. And then the ground began to shake. And a new tree grew.
Oh, no.
Through a building.
The forest is growing.
Yes.
Oh, no. Oh, no. We've got to stop it.
And you weren't here, and Ethel wasn't here, and neither was Maggie, and no
oh,
one was
we've
here.
Had a night. Oh, we've got lots to catch up on, but what
oh,
can
goodness.
We do right away?
Well, I went and got the general so he could come and get his gun, and we've sent Godfrey to go get Benny. Safety in numbers and all.
I think that's right on. Let's get together as we should and conquer what we need. I am reinvigorated and revitalized.
Well, please don't mistake my frantic state for not recognizing how wonderful it is to have you back.
I would never think such a thing. You've been nothing but kind to me in allowing me to stay in your home, but we must get to stopping this thing.
After a short time, Benny shows up, and you explain to him...
Benny! No. Oh my dear.
What's going on?
No. I have been set free.
Oh, how? That's wonderful.
Oh, darling. I'm just so happy.
I'm happy too. I was told there was a problem.
Yes, we must get to that and then we can celebrate later.
And unfortunately, this is where we're going to have to stop things. The reason we're stopping here is usually we'd keep going for a little bit longer, but there was a massive LAPD operation going out above our house when we were recording this originally. And yeah, so there was just helicopters everywhere, and it caused us to have to stop. A little early, but it's also a good cliffhanger spot, which I enjoy quite a bit. So the next time we get together, which will be episode 19, you will find out whether or not Maggie's head gets crushed in, or what happens to Ethel, and what's going on with this new tree that's sprouted up in the middle of London. So there's a lot of things that are going to be coming up in the next episode for you guys. Real quick, let me talk about Patreon. As I've said in the past, we have a Patreon. Our goal is to do a episode every single week for you. We can't do that without your help. So go to the Patreon, type in 12-Sided Stories. You will find us. Anything that you can support us with is going to be awesome. We put out new content all the time. So definitely check it out. Real quick, let's get to social media. And we'll start with Terry.
Oh, hello. Terry Gamble here. You can find me at the Terry Gamble on the social medias. That's the Facebook, the Twitter, the Instagram. Or you can go to terrygamble.com and it'll take you to all those things as well. Cheers.
Go to all of them.
Oh, and a horror movie survival guide. You should probably check that out too. It's a podcast that I now co-host. I used to just be the producer, but now I co-host.
All right, everyone, I am Kelsey Osborne. You can follow me on Instagram or Twitter at Kelsey Kelsom, K-E-L-S-E-Y, K-E-L-S-E-M.
Hey, I'm Mac Beauvais, a
werewolf that watches horror movies. You can find me on social media to hear more about those things at Strange Like That, Twitter, Facebook, Instagrams. Yeah.
Go ahead.
And I'm Michelle Otis, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Michulu. That's M-I-C-H-U-L-H-U.
And I am Wes Otis, and you can find me at Plate Mail Games on Twitter, and also you can find me on Battle Bards if you'd like to get any of the sound effects you hear. You can put them in your games as well. So we're on Battle Bards, and we're on DriveThruRPG. So check those things out, and thank you very much for listening. We will talk at you soon. Bye.